You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I read the most fascinating story yesterday about French submarines, and I'm assuming that this would be true for submariners anywhere. They are unaware of everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's like Jared Leto, the people in The Bachelor, and people that are underground.
You just went from military to Jared Leto. I mean, people, and I'm not going to allow that to stand.
Full isolation.
I'm talking about they are under the water for months, and purposely not, they don't keep, I mean, they have command contact, but for the morale of the boat, I mean, these may be the last people on Earth, members of, this was the French military I was reading in the AP, but I would assume it would be sort of universal in how this stuff operates. So there are literally people that are getting up every day on submarines and doing their jobs and are completely unaware of, and I'm sure that the commanders of the boat know, but the people who are just manning the stuff have no idea this is going on.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That never occurred to me that could exist.
Me either, but it's fascinating as hell, isn't it? It also gives you an idea of just how quick everything happened.
Yeah.
When you put it into that context. All right, what's on the fun from the couch list today that we need to talk about? I know you had some comic book stuff on there.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff. People want to hop into stuff. We'll start with the entertainment at the top. We've got people wanting to binge stuff, but there needs to be some meat to it. I want to binge it for the whole next month. So I found a list that gives you 7 different things that have at least 5 seasons or more. So you can kind of get involved and be involved for quite a while. In the sports world, there was a couple fun things, to be honest with you. Sean Payton, who had coronavirus himself, he's a head coach of the New Orleans Saints, went to Eastern Illinois.
Fairly young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, for a head coach.
Mm-hmm. His symptoms have gone away and stuff, but he's been sharing some of their playbook. So you can learn the ins and outs of how they name things, like their sandwich package. They call it the Jimmy John or different things. You can learn about that. And then also, if you want to see what famous pro athletes that are told they have to stay home, what they're doing for fun, there's all sorts of examples there as well. If you're looking for a book to read, again, celebrities have 17 different books that they're suggesting. If you're maybe have a favorite celebrity and feel like you're a kindred spirit to them, there's some examples there. And then on the journaling, Brian is recommended getting into journaling. There are some ways to make your journals look better, to have fun with it, recommended from Sharpie. So they give you what you need, how to do it, and give you some tips. So we've got everything on there, Brian.
All right. Well, the comic book was who again?
Oh, it's a writer from the comic books. It is
Bendis, right?
Yeah. He's done Spider-Man. He's done all sorts of favorite. He has kind of curated a list of comic books that he's reading during all of this that might kind of help everybody else who is overwhelmed by the millions of choices.
Okay. And then you can go to Nick's gaming section because that's all Nick. None of that would be my recommendations because I don't game. But no judgment. However you're finding the time to entertain yourself, and however you, if you want to add to it, we're going to put up a $50 gift card for the Beach House. So we want to know what you're consuming so we can pass it on to a larger audience and they can enjoy it too.
That's right.
Right now, 000 on Amazon Prime. Oh, give it a few.
The link is right there too. You can find it if you can't remember. We got it on the list.